Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today I'll be sharing on, is that miracle or sign to catch your attention? The Lord is gracious and wants the best for us. The Lord wants us to fulfill our destiny and come unto knowledge of the truth more than we want to. Psalm 74 verse 12 reads, "For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth." There is an account in the Bible where the Lord told Peter to put down his nets to catch fish after he had toiled all night and caught nothing. Luke 5 verses 4 to 11, and I read, "And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished. And all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him." From the above account, we can see that they caught fish at the Lord's word, which was supernatural, as they had toiled all night and caught nothing. Luke 5 verse 5. The result of acting on the Lord's word surprised them so much that Peter said, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, for he was sure surprised. When Peter and his partners got to the land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. The all they forsook included the fish that they had just caught supernaturally. They were no longer interested in the fish, but in Jesus Christ. They had good discernment. I think it is safe to say that the miracle was to catch their attention, which launched Peter into his destiny, as they were no longer interested in the fish they caught. They forsook all. Peter started catching people, as the Lord said, and Peter ended up writing some books in the Bible and did amazing works for the Lord. We can see one of these accounts in Acts 5 verse 15. So, the miracle was to catch their attention. If you notice, "from henceforth you shall catch men" was addressed to Peter only. However, they all responded to the miracle by forsaking all and following the Lord. They didn't care about the large catch of fish nor the boat. They just forsook all. Let's also have a look at Moses at the burning bush. Exodus 3 verses 1 to 4, and I read, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here I am." If you notice verse 4, it's when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see that the Lord spoke to Moses. Moses responded to a sign and had an encounter. There's another account in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 12 verse 5, the Lord told Ezekiel to dig through a wall in the sight of the Israelites. He was to bear it upon his shoulders for a sign. Ezekiel did as he was commanded. In the morning, the word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel. In verse 9, the Lord said, "Have the children of Israel not asked you, what are you doing?" In other words, the Lord was expecting the house of Israel to respond to what Ezekiel did. Following this, the Lord gave Ezekiel a word for the house of Israel. This can be found in Ezekiel 12 verses 11 to 16. How we respond to miracles, signs, and or supernatural events from the Lord is very important. The Lord will not force us to do anything. However, he will give us an invitation to respond to. So, have you perceived the Lord is speaking to you through a sign, miracle, or an encounter? What are you going to do about it. We must remember that life is temporal, and the Lord gives us many opportunities to align ourselves for His will for our lives. You might have been given a job supernaturally, however, you feel a witness to leave it now for your destiny. If Peter left the fish and the boat, then you can leave whatever you feel you need to fulfill destiny. Or it could be you sense an audience in your spirit to respond to what you know is from the Lord. The wise make the right decision. It is apparent that this miracle in the book of Luke, verse 5, chapter 5, was to catch their attention. Have you received a miracle from the Lord that you know is an invitation? Or do you sense that something that happened is supernatural and not coincidental? Maybe you don't even know the Lord yet, but have received a miracle from the Lord. Why not go a step further and respond to His love by giving your life to Jesus and following Him? And if you already know the Lord, it's time to respond to those invitations, which may be a miracle, sign, or supernatural event that you know is from the Lord. And as you respond, a great adventure awaits you. Thanks for listening.